The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:06, January the 15th, 2014. If you're still having a couple of days off there when you're writing your checks, good morning, Carl Lindebaum. And, of course, Bad Bob's here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing today?
Hanging in there.
Oh, okay. You always do. I mean, it's kind of like that cat hanging there on that rope. You're there. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're having a good show today. We've got the Enterprise High School football coach who took us to the championships and the athletic director are here this morning. We'll be talking to them for a while. And then Sheriff Tom Basinko will be joining us. But first, let's start off with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor and one of our favorite people in the entire world, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are positive after the World Bank raised its global growth forecast. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 16,455. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1844. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 25 points at 4,208. Active stocks this morning, Bank of America up 47 cents at 1724. General Motors down 40 cents at 3962. J.P. Morgan Chase positive 61 cents at 5835. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 3 cents at 82.44, Pacific Gas and Electric down 18 cents at 40.45, AT&T up 13 cents at 33.60 per share. Treasuries are lower along the curve with a 10-year treasury note priced to yield 2.89%. And for commodities, gold is down $9 an ounce at 12.37, silver down 22 cents at $20.05, and crude oil up 82 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors with us Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And what they're doing is giving you the latest on what's happening in Wall Street, and you need the latest. And you've got locals here that are absolutely fantastic in what they do and their jobs. Somebody you can look at, somebody you can talk to. And look them in the eyes when you're talking about making investments, when you are researching it, and when you need somebody there to assist you. And it's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices. Okay, Bad Bob, give me, it's late. let me guess. It's 52 degrees. And it's going to be 80 today.
You're close. It is now 49 degrees. Today's high pushing 80, about 78. With some north winds, that's what's keeping it so warm around here. The overnight low around 51 in January. Sunny tomorrow, high near. Oh, we got a temperature drop, 77 for your Thursday as we head into the weekend. Not a lot of change. No rain in sight. Boys and girls.
You know what? We need to get a, it says a ridge in the sky blocks rain, and it's high pressure, it's not moving out, and it's just gonna stay here. This is getting bad.
It is getting bad for the first time in what my wife calls corporate memory in the weather service and the fire weather prediction service. There are red flag warnings going out, which indicates high fire danger. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793.
Okay, when we come back, we've got Darren Trueblood, who is the head coach of Enterprise High School, the Hornets there, and Keith Turner, the assistant principal, but also one of the athletic directors, whose son also plays on the team. And let's talk about their run for the championship and what a great job they did and what a great job their students did. We'll be right back after these messages.
insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Stand up in the grandstand, ready to give his all. For the co-ed's dream is the star of the team, and they scream when he carries the ball.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's Bob's finding football songs from the 1920s. What is that one?
I had exactly 1 minute to find something out of the clear blue.
You are a
sky.
World-class producer. You should have been thinking about this as soon as we mentioned football. There should have been football stuff going on.
I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, sir. Okay? Thank you very much. Hey, my guests are, and I'm really happy to have him here, is Darren Trueblood, who is the head coach of the Enterprise High School Hornets and the football team. It took him to the state championships, the first time this has happened for anybody up here in the North State. And, Keith Turner, assistant principal, but you're also the athletic director. Is that one of your titles?
Sure.
Well, they get right in there and say, yes, okay. Hey, we're really happy to be here, with y'all, cause this, you know what, this was what a unifying, concept of a high school football team and what it did with our town here. And everybody, I just like to tell you is no matter what happened in the game, It was great. It was, everybody was really, the excitement. I mean, usually a lot of little cynical people walk through here, as you can imagine. But they all had great things to say about this. So Darren and Keith, and for all of the people at Enterprise, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. It was a neat experience for us to go down and experience that. And as we left, we surely felt the community spirit behind us. We got texts and emails and phone calls and things from a variety of different schools and people in the community. It was a lot of fun for our kids and for our community, and we thought our kids did a great job representing Enterprise High School and the Reading community.
I think they did too. Tell us a little about yourself. You've been how long have you been coaching for?
I've been fortunate to be at Enterprise for 20 years now. I've been the head coach there for a decade. You know, so that
we're going to move you up a little bit closer to that.
All right.
Okay. You're one of these other soft-spoken people out of Enterprise.
That's me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw you on the field. Okay. Maybe not every time. All right.
Yeah, I've been over there for 20 years, been very fortunate and very blessed to work with some very special people and some special kids there.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a Reading native, or where'd you come from?
Actually, Red Bluff. Graduated from Red Bluff High School in 1984 and have been in this community in the North State my entire life. And been involved in football for probably 25 years, but at the high school level for about 20.
Well, you're teaching also.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Teach U.S. history at Enterprise High School and been there, like I say, for 19. This is the 20th year that I've been
20th year. I was and I think I mentioned it, to Keith, that I was a substitute over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had my teaching degree. When I got back from Iraq, I was just kind of like wandering around, so I signed up for those,
Right.
Got my certificate and taught throughout the whole area here at all the high schools and the Juvie Center and all that. And Enterprise, I enjoyed going to Enterprise, and it was, you know, the kids are good. They're smart. I had a good time over there. I think I taught over there like 3 times. Never got to meet you because I was just a substitute wandering through. But, so you're teaching U.S. history, and so you've been teaching now for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes in teaching over the last 20 years.
You know what? There's a lot of similarities. The kids are very similar to what they were when I started 20 years ago. They still have the same needs and wants. You know, our administration does a great job. We have about 1,300 students there, and the school does a nice job there because they try to make a niche for all the kids, and there's something for everybody. You know, our athletic department is phenomenal, but our music and drama and academics are also very, very solid. So we're proud of the whole school.
Now, when we say the kids are the same, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in the Marine Corps, you know, I was in for a long time, left and then came back in 6 years later, is that I notice is that our young Marines, things have changed, but the young Marines are all the same. And I'm kind of getting that impression from you. Have the kids changed a lot in 20 years?
Well, there's a lot of things in their world that obviously are different from our world 20 years ago or 25 years ago. But they still have this, you know, they still have the same needs and the same wants. And we try to do in our athletic program, we try to, you know, get kids to be unselfish, which in this day and age is difficult. But this particular group of kids was, you know, they were so, team-oriented and so unselfish that, you know, they were so focused and task-driven that it was just a pleasure to be around them.
You know, sometimes you get that, huh?
That
everything kind of comes together, but it comes together because of great coaching, too.
Well, it was a blessing, and not just me. We have a wonderful staff. All three levels of our coaches are just phenomenal in trying to teach character and instill things in these young guys. You know, we just happen to have the tool of football that we have the ability to do that. But we try to build character in these young guys, and not all of them make it, but, you know, the 46 kids that we kept around and had an opportunity to experience the state championship run, very, very special kids.
That's super. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Keith Turner, you are the assistant principal, and you've got you've got to balance not only the football, but everything else that goes there. And one of the things I really was glad to hear you say, Coach, was about art and music and how many other solid programs there are, because not everybody can play football.
Absolutely not.
And, but you still want to have them as an integral member of your school, because it's so important when they leave. So, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Call on the bot, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
In as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey.
call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBotland is taking care of the house and all those things this morning from a night of frivolity. Anyway, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best coffee in town at very reasonable prices. Lattes, espressos, all that. You don't need that when it's 78 degrees in January, but I know it's going to get cold eventually here, maybe in June. So you have that, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guests are, Darren Trueblood, who's the head coach of the Enterprise High School Hornets, and Keith Turner, who's the assistant principal and athletic director there. And Keith, you know, we were talking to Darren, the coach, and besides being a history teacher, and he's got the football team, you've got kind of all the students there. And Enterprise is a large organization, 1,300 students?
Right. Yeah, roughly.
And you think about that. You have 1,300 students and then how many teachers?
Oh, 60.
Yeah, approximately 60 teachers, right. And then other staff to keep the place running.
Sure.
That's a big business. I mean, any way you look at it, that's a big business. And really, you've got the future of our country and everything in y'all's hands here. And it's a huge responsibility. How do you balance all that?
Well, partly with great teachers like Darren and all the other teachers and support staff and administration and even the parents that help with the kids that we have. So we've got a great group of kids, but we've got a great staff that helps collectively, you know, educate the kids and teach them life lessons and, you know, of course the curriculum that they need to learn in the classroom, but things that are going to help them in life beyond graduation.
Well, I think that's really important because we can talk about, you know, the scholastic side of it, but when you get into it, the other parts can be so important in art and music and theater, sports, athletics can be so, the debate team, the chess team, I don't know what other kind of, the bits and bytes team there for your computers, but you have to be really encouraging to all that.
Yeah. And as Coach mentioned earlier, one of the things that makes Enterprise so unique is that we encourage kids to get involved in anything, activities, arts, other sports, and they do. And we feel like the more they're connected to the school, the better that they do. Like Coach said, we have a niche for everybody. And as a result, they become better, well-rounded kids and citizens. Last year's team, for example, 90% of the varsity football team did another sport on campus. So it just proves that kids that are doing other things that are staying connected to the school typically tend to do better academically, stay out of trouble. It's a win-win for everybody.
Well, I've always read that. If they're involved with something just besides going to school and out, that they will do better, that they're physically better. And if they're in shape and having something else to keep them, keep their brain little, their brains, which are growing still at that point, have, that it can't be anything but good for the school and the kids and the families. What kind of change, how long have you been in teaching and administration here?
Well, I've been at Enterprise. This is my ninth year at Enterprise. I spent 8 years at Shasta prior to that and taught at West Valley and in Salinas before I moved up to the north.
Salinas?
Yes.
A little warm down there, isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily warm. It's just the same temperature 12 months a year.
No, okay.
And humidity.
Yeah.
What do you see as changes in students? Because you've been teaching and been in this a long time. Well, and you're also... Not only do you have the students coming at you from one direction, you've got Sacramento coming at you from the other.
Right, and the kids are easy. As Coach said, I don't think that the kids have changed necessarily a whole heck of a lot in the last 25 years that I've been in the business. But, the education part has changed. Some of the curriculum has changed. Some of the state standards that have been implemented. Common Core is being implemented here in our district and in the state. So there's been some changes professionally, as far as the business of education goes, but I'm not necessarily sure that the kids' needs and wants have changed a whole heck of a lot over the years.
And Common Core, that's another subject, for a day for another subject that we've already talked with a couple people about that, and I'm getting conflicting testimony. Views. I'm getting conflicting views on this one. But here, we're here to talk about what a great job you all did this year and how it came together. How about we got a couple minutes for the break. When the school is getting pumped up, and I talked a little bit about this when you were on before, the school is getting obviously is pumped up for the championship game, for the bowl season. And what happens? How do you keep them, in their seats?
I don't know that you can. And it was an incredible environment on campus. And it was just neat for the kids and the staff and the parents and anybody connected to Enterprise and even distantly connected to experience the excitement that was going on during that run. And I don't know that we contained it very well, and maybe I shouldn't admit this on the air, but I don't know that I wanted to contain it. It was difficult, though. It was a finals week for us, so kids were taking exams, but they did a good job in focusing on those. And then, when it was all over, we sent the kids off in high fashion, police escort and all. So a lot of excitement, but I'm not sure that we did a good job of keeping a lid on it.
It must be tough, Coach. I tell you what, let's take a break early because I want to come back and I want to talk about one. Our kids are scholar athletes, and I don't think people realize that how smart they are too. Besides being a state championship caliber team, that they're also scholastically capable of doing things, and this is even better. I like this even more when I hear that. I want to talk about the game itself. How do you, when the season started, what you thought and what everybody thought, and then as it built during the year to that last game. This is the first time it's happened here in Northern California, and I really would like you to share your thoughts on what happened this year to people, because it did. It caused a great deal of excitement, a great deal of cohesion, and a great deal of happiness, I believe, in this town, which needs it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. I'm with Coach Darren Trueblood of the Enterprise High School Hornets and the Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Keith Turner.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur, Wall Street, and Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:33 in the morning, 49 degrees. It's going up to 78 today. So I'm dressed in an Aloha shirt so I can be ready for today. Tomorrow's supposed to be up to what, 80?
Actually, it's supposed to drop off by one whole degree.
Yeah, well. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. You can get a, you can pick out your car, truck, or SUV. New, previously owned, you name it, they have it. And there's great deals down there. You'll be extremely happy. And their service department is outstanding. I use your service department on my Ford. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. My guests today are the coach and athletic director of Enterprise High School, Darren Trueblood, of course, the head coach, and Keith Turner, the assistant principal, but also the athletic director there. Darren, at the beginning of the year, did you have the idea that this was going to be one of those years? It could be.
Well,
every year do you start out like that? Probably.
We kind of have the same expectation in our program every year. You know, we want to compete for a league championship. We want to win the River Bowl and want to see if we can win a section championship. So we had those very same ideas this year, you know, that we had in years past.
The, when you start out with the team on those first couple of weeks, the, does it seem like, that there's a little magic there this time or a, just, you know what, this is, something's different here.
Well, this particular group, you know, the year before we had to come back and win a very difficult game against Paradise in the section finals, last year. And these kids kind of built off that. We had a lot of kids coming back. We had seven or eight kids coming back on both sides of the ball. We lost some very good kids to graduation, but, you know, graduation happens every year at every school I've been at. So, you know, we knew that we had a lot of pieces.
You don't have any sixth year freshmen
we
enough, have or seniors.
Figured out a way to get
no, you can't do
yet.
That stuff, huh?
But, you know, we knew that we had a lot of good pieces and the kids had a lot of high expectations coming in, and it was just a matter of whether they'd buy in and do the things that we want them to do and be unselfish, and they did that from the very start.
Well, that's, you know, the, but again, when your coaching staff, when you have your coaching staff together, how long have y'all coached together?
Our varsity staff has been together most of the 10 years that I've, you know, been the head coach, or 11 years that I've been the head coach, and a lot of them have been there for 15, 16, 17 years at different levels. So that's another thing that's, that is a positive, you know, in our program. We've had our freshman coaches, have been on campus and have coached there for over a decade. Mike Worley, the head coach, has been there longer than I had. Dan Voorhees, who does our JV team, he's been there for probably about 13, 14 years, maybe more. So we have a very tight bond in that aspect. And that's one of the strengths of our program is the continuity with our coaches.
That was my computer coming on. That strange sound there. It sounds like it's come from another country. Keith, does Darren get like a huge bonus here for taking him to the, championship? Like they do in, you know, in the college ranks and that?
Well, yes, he does, as a matter of fact, and this is it. We brought him to the radio show to be on the Carl Bott show. So, Coach, congratulations
this morning.
Thank congratulations you. On your bonus. Here we are.
Yeah, this is it, huh? Wow. Hey, you want some water? Maybe a cup of coffee back there? We could work something out there. you know what? I just find this, you know, I played on a state championship team one year. Many years ago, we really had plastic helmets; they weren't leather. And so I just remember what happened in the school and in the team that year, and the coaches were just pumped up as we were. One of the things though about the Enterprise Hornets is that it's y'all are just a bunch of pretty faces out there. You've got a Scholastic; y'all also are a Scholastic champions too. Is that correct?
Yeah, this particular team was recognized by the state, a collective GPA 3.1. So we've got some kids that really get it done in the classroom. And I think that's important because these guys, one of the trademarks of this team is they're incredibly competitive. You know, we found that out when we went to camp this year, and whether we were playing ping pong or whether we were playing, beanbag toss, whatever it was, they wanted to win. And they carry that over on the football field, but they also carry it over in the classroom. So they're going to go in the classroom and compete just like they do on the football field, or now they've transitioned into basketball. We have guys that are playing soccer, guys that are wrestling. So they're competing, you know, in most of their life and most of their endeavors. And obviously that's going to pay dividends for them down the road when they, you know, they get into the workforce and do some special things there.
One of the players that was a standout in the championship game was Izzy Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And he is got, I believe, a B average.
I would imagine a B plus student.
180 yards that game, and they were tough yards.
Yeah, they weren't garbage yards. Those were yards that he earned, and we earned with the front that we have, all the way through the game. If you look at the stats are a heck of a lot closer than the scoreboard, and obviously it wasn't the outcome that we wanted on the scoreboard, but like we've talked about all. You know, since I've been a coach there, that scoreboard doesn't define us. You know, you saw a tremendous effort by our kids, and that's what defines us. Our kids went down and represented the school and the community, you know, to the best of their ability. We don't make any excuses. We got beat by a better team, and we have no regrets for that.
As long as everybody puts out 100% and more, which is what you all did, your coaching staff, the school body, and the students out there, student athletes out there playing, there was no reason at all for anybody to be disappointed. And I hope that everybody realized that, and there wasn't any, you know, post game.
Yeah, I'll be very honest. I haven't heard any negativity.
No, there shouldn't be. No,
really haven't.
There shouldn't be. You all represented the North State and Shasta County and the city of Reading and Enterprise so well. Everybody was extremely happy, extremely proud about everything y'all did, and from Enterprise. So anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:43 in the morning. 49 degrees out there. It's going to get warm today. And speaking of warm, or even hot, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, who gave us a new hot water, who put in a on-demand tankless hot water system, which means now that Linda can take baths and I don't have to heat up the water on the stove and run it in there, because our old system, which was a burner system built in 1932, was eccentric. As can we say that? I can't say enough though about Martin, Larry, and Tony that were out there doing the work, and Martin, the owner of Alliance Heating and Air, coming in afterwards to make sure everything was okay. And it is absolutely okay. It's fantastic. I can't say enough about it. Their professionalism and how they worked. And give them a call, because their heating and air systems, no matter what you have, they can fix it, guarantee it, warranty it, the whole thing. 221-2642. 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I'm here with Darren Trueblood, the head coach of Enterprise High School Hornets, and Keith Turner, who is the assistant principal, but also the athletic director out there. We're talking about our young men and women, but our young men on the teams. And what do you, you know, the things that you say to them, and it's not exactly what you think. And, you know, let me start with Keith here, because you've been around all the teams. And is it X's, O's? Is it how far you run, how you kick the soccer ball, how well you throw the baseball?
Well, I mean, obviously you got to have a certain skill set, and those things are important. But at Enterprise, you know, we believe in something a lot bigger than ourselves, and the life lessons that these kids get from our coaches. And I can't say enough about the coaches in our program, and especially Coach Trueblood, who's, you know, obviously very humble, and he's going to pass the credit along to the kids and, you know, in the community, and that's deserved. But at the same time, you know, I think he deserves a heck of a lot of credit for it. And his leadership and instilling in these kids that if you do something for your teammate, for your colleague, for your coworker, for somebody else, go play for somebody else, the life lessons that are taught in that locker room and in pregame are very, very special and very unique, not similar to some of the other schools or football pregame talks that you might think of. So those are some of the things that we feel put us over the top that separate us from some of the other schools.
And Coach, you were talking about that. How, what, you know, you talked about what brought us here.
Well, yeah, you were asking me in the break about what we talked to our kids about. We have a very strong philosophy, and it's based on the concept of we, not me. We want our kids to be unselfish. And the things that we talk about, you asked what do we say to kids before they go out and play in the state championship? Well, we talk to them very much the same that we would if we were going to go out and play, you know, other teams in this area. The things that got us to that point were the things that were going to carry us in that game and give us a shot to be successful. And those are just life lessons. We're fortunate we have the medium of football, which I truly love. I love the game. It's unique. It's not like any other game that, that I've had the opportunity to play. And it gives us an opportunity to build some of those things, some of those characters, in young men. And one of the things that when I look around societally, we're in need of good young men. And it gives us the opportunity to help build those. So for young people, 46 kids that are in our program, this particular year, you know, obviously they got a lot of accolades on the field, but I'm just as proud, of the things that they did off the field. And you mentioned the 3.1 GPA and, you know,
I'm really happy about that. I mean, besides the fact that they represent us so well on the athletic field, the kids are bright and they're applying themselves to their schoolwork, which is a huge, huge, kudos to you and your other coaches, but also the school staff here that keeps them focused like this with all this excitement. They were still able to keep their grades.
Yeah, it was amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. And one of the things that comes to mind is coach tells the kids, I've heard him tell the kids, what's important is 20, 25 years down the road. When you come back as a father, as a grandfather, that's what's going to make me the most proud, not whether or not we win this game. And he believes that, and the coaches believe that, and the kids believe him. And those are the lessons that our kids take with them when they leave high school. And as we were talking at the break, the messages, the emails that we get from kids that have graduated from our program that are in the military and in Afghanistan that say they're wearing their Enterprise hat every Friday night when we play, and Skyping another guy that's in Iraq.
You had one of your Enterprise graduates Skyped in from Afghanistan.
Our assistant coach's son is in the military. He didn't happen to be in Afghanistan at that point, but he was on the East Coast, and he talked to our kids before the semifinal game.
Teamwork and laying it down for each other and all that. Huh?
He just made a lot of correlations, the things that we're asking him and the things that he was asked to do as he went on and had a career in the military, you know, and those are the things that prepared him to be successful. So, you know, we get a lot of pride in that. You asked me about the bonus, you know, and that kind of stuff. We're kind of joking about that, but there's so many things that kids give back that they don't, you know, that they don't even realize. That they're giving back to us. So I feel very fortunate. I know Keith feels fortunate. Our coaching staff, you know, being able to be in a situation to work with young people and seeing how successful they become later on in life is, you know, that's the bonus. That truly is the bonus.
Yeah, sometimes it's the same thing that you've seen. And I see young Marines do things that are so spectacular that, you know, it's enough to keep you doing it, you know, keep you in and doing what you're doing. And a lot of times they don't even know what they did was so spectacular.
Correct.
They're just doing the right thing.
Correct.
So, you know, Coach, thanks a lot for being here with us today. And thank you so much for the year of excitement and the leadership and all that you show every year. You know, here's the thing is that you don't have a state championship team every year.
You do not.
Sometimes you have less than, you know, the win-loss column really isn't that important. You're still building kids.
And that's why we always talk that, you know, the scoreboard and the records don't define what we do.
No.
You know, our coaches do a fantastic job. And, you know, I know we're kind of getting up against the end here. We got time here.
Okay. Yeah, so.
We've never let the scoreboard define us. And like I say, the biggest disappointments that I've had as a coach have had nothing to do with, you know, with on the field activity. It's always been when a young person doesn't do what we ask them to do and they can't make that transition. Those are always things that are tougher on me as a coach.
You know what? Let's take a break, Bob. I got one more question for you. We got till 8 o'clock. Okay. So, because I have a couple questions for both of you. We'll be right back. Our guest, coach, Darren Trueblood, head coach of the Enterprise Hornets football team, and Keith Turner, assistant principal and the athletic director.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
A little something there, boss?
Yeah, I just lost my, you know what? I'd say I lost my train of thought, but it's so short, my train, that it's, you know.
That a high speed rail of thought?
Just tell me how hot it's going to be today and no comments, all right? Okay.
All right. 49 right now, 78 for a high, 77 tomorrow.
Brought to you by?
This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793.
All right. You know, I tackled Darren Trueblood, the head coach of Enterprise High School, to keep him here. This is part of your bonus, though, is being able to be on, right, be on the most popular radio show here in town. And Keith Turner, assistant principal and the athletic director. The last few minutes of the game, it's a running clock because of a variety of rules and scores and all this. Getting people into the game, and making, you know, getting as many people into the game. And then Keith, your son gets in because y'all forced a fumble, I believe. Mm-hmm. And coach, I mean, you guys are playing to the end. Now, were you trying to get your many kids in as you could?
You know, we tell our kids that win or lose, you know, whichever side of the score it is, we'll decide when we let up, you know, if we're going to let up.
Yeah.
And our kids kept that train of thought and our expectations when our, you know, the kids that don't get to play as much, our kids that are reserves, our expectations don't change when they go in a game. You know, they went in, a lot of kids, we tried to get as many kids as we could in the game at the end, to have that experience to play in a state football game.
Yeah.
And some of them, you know, actually went in and Mr. Turner's son Chase went in and threw a touchdown pass right there at the end. I tease him that, you know, it's something he never did in his high school or college career. So, you know, his son's got one up on him already. He's only
your
junior in high school.
Yeah, your son throws a pass in the state championship game, you know, a touchdown.
Yeah, no,
did he get a bonus too?
He did not.
He was able to cut the grass twice this weekend?
He didn't have to take the garbage out. But, he was excited and it was a special moment, you know, for our family, but It was a great season.
It was, it was absolutely a fabulous season. Talk to me a little bit about Chaminade. I mean, they're a top rated school in the United States. They are a private school. They're able to, hand out, or I'm sure thoughtfully give out, academic scholarships to people that are 6'8" and 340 and they can dunk the ball with either hand because they've got a 4.0 in elementary school.
Well,
anyway,
I think you're
okay,
right.
Okay, a little facetious here, but how was it during the game? Were they,
you know, they were very gracious, great sports. We didn't have any issues, before, during, or after the game to my knowledge, our kids commented how well they respected the game and respected us for playing in the game. There were a lot of positive comments. I think they knew that, you know, that our world might be a little different than theirs and their coach, you know, was very gracious in victory. It's always easy to be gracious in victory, but he was. And I think Keith had told me at some point, somebody said that they were ranked 15th or 16th, I think, in the nation.
In the nation.
After the season. So, you know, a very solid program. You know, we treated it just like any other game and our kids went down and competed and that's all we could ask.
What did you tell the kids after the game?
You know, how proud we were.
That's good.
That's a theme for us. And once again, like we've talked a little bit before and I'm just saying things today that we don't believe in. You know, it truly is the way we feel. That scoreboard didn't define us after the game, didn't define us the week before when we had 6 points more than Manteca. You know, we were very proud of our effort of our kids on and off the field this year. And we were, you know, we were proud of them. We had a great showing down there. We probably had 500-600 people that showed up. Maybe more than that. I don't know for sure, but we had a lot of support and there were so many people, you know, looking up in the stands and seeing youth football coaches and junior high teachers and people that had an impact on these young people. You know, throughout their lives, being there and enjoying that moment with them. And that was very, very special.
It was special. It was special for all of us. And I can't thank you enough. And please convey the thanks of our city. I'm sure they have. And all the people Keith, for Enterprise, for you all, you know, giving the academic and the atmosphere to be able to compete like this. And of course, coach, for bringing those kids up and getting us into that state championship. We can't say enough about that. And how much we appreciate our youth. And it does, you know, when you see them like this, that, scholar athletes, they're going on to, whatever they're doing, they've got this in their background. And they'll never forget this, whether they played the whole game or just, you know, just ran in there at the end.
And one last thought.
Just there on the team.
One last thought at the end of the game when you're asking what coach he told the kids to turn and thank the cheer and the band. So it was great for the community to support getting those folks down there too. So just want to make sure we appreciate the community for their support.
Thank you very much. And I hope to be talking to you more next year and our other coaches out there as we go back to state championships again, you know. So anyway, thank you very much for everything that you all have done for our kids and our community.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after the break with Sheriff Tom Basenko, finding out the latest on AB 109 and the kids that didn't get coached by Coach Trubla and where they ended up at.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's a package that includes victories and setbacks for both Democrats and Republicans. Today, the House is expected to approve a $1.1 trillion spending bill for the year. Lawmakers looking to avoid a repeat of last fall's 16-day federal shutdown. President Obama travels to North Carolina today to highlight a manufacturing innovation hub that he promoted in last year's State of the Union speech.
There are a lot of folks down in North Carolina who are excited because it's a perfect example of the kind of public-private partnership that can really make a difference in growing our economy faster and creating the kinds of good-paying jobs that help people get ahead.
The president's North Carolina trip is one of a series of events dedicated to his focus on the economy. At Wall Street right now, the Dow's thriving and early trading up just about 100 points. Police and medical officials say at least 46 people have been killed in a series of bombings in central Iraq. We get more from the BBC's Rafi Jaburi.
The bombing struck several neighborhoods across Baghdad. Car bombs and roadside bombs were used. While Shia neighborhoods are frequently targeted by Al-Qaeda, a Sunni extremist organization, some of Wednesday's blasts took place in mixed areas. It was not just Baghdad that was targeted on Wednesday. Dozens were killed and injured in neighboring Diyala province when a bomb exploded in a mourning ceremony for an anti-Al-Qaeda Sunni local leader.
As the BBC's Rafi Jaburi reporting, some good news on the economy today. U.S. wholesale prices increased in December, pushed up by rising gasoline prices and energy costs, but it also indicates that businesses are doing more business over the past 12 months. Relatively low energy costs have kept inflation tame. Prices have risen a modest 1.2% in that period of time, excluding the volatile energy sector as well as food. Wholesale costs increased just 0.3%. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The Senate has failed to advance a bill to reinstate expired unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed.
Those benefits ran out on December 28th when Congress was out of town. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says 1.4 million Americans are affected, and they're trying to find jobs. But it's tough out there.
There's still only one job for every three people searching.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell does not dispute that, but he does say senators, especially Republicans, should be allowed to attach amendments to the bill.
We've got to get away from an attitude that essentially says that the views of half the American people don't matter here in the Senate.
Senators have also discussed how long those unemployment benefits should last. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A report by the Global Business Travel Association is predicting an upswing this year. The forecast says that U.S. business travel spending is expected to rise 6.6% up to a total of $289.8 billion. And this is SRN News. Businesses and restaurants have reopened in downtown Charleston, West Virginia. Despite that chemical spill last week, the water is now deemed safe to do business with. And some residents have their water back on at home, but Charleston resident Beverly Farrell says she still plans to wait a while before she drinks from the tap water.
I still have bottles of water, which I will use
to drink, yes.
How long do you think you'll do that?
Well, certainly at least until the end of the week, I think.
More than a third of the people who get their water supply from the river have been told they can use the water again, but not all areas yet. Another tough day in store for part of the Golden State. Santa Ana wind stoking up a number of wildfires, including one burning on an island, and that's where Coast Guard Lieutenant Corrine Gates told KGO-TV her crews are hard at work.
Station Rio Vista diverted to help assist in evacuating people off the island.
Wildfires also burning in Northern California. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, January the 15th, 2014. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off as we do every morning, Monday through Friday at this time, with our market update with our Wells Fargo advisor and expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Bob. Well, stocks are remaining in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 119 points at 16,494. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1846. The NASDAQ Composite is also up 28 points at 4,211. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Comcast New up $1.80 at $54.61. Tesla Motors, positive $3.04 at $164.29. Apple up $11.54 at $557.93. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 3 cents at $28.10. Bank of Commerce off 2 pennies at $6.42. North Valley Bank down a penny at $19.20. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.90%. Over to commodities, gold is down $4 an ounce at $12.40.70. Silver off a dime at $20.18. And crude oil up $1.34, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, like I said at this time, 705, 805, and 905. You know what? Locals giving, you know, people you can look in the eye across the desk and ask them what they believe, and they will help you make decisions. They will assist you. They will give you the best information you can possibly get when you're talking about your future and money. 243-7561. 243-7561. Or just stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob, a little weather for us here.
Sunny today, high 78. Clear night, low around 51. Sunny tomorrow, high near 77. Currently 49 degrees. No rain in sight. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
All right. You know what? Last night, I slept so hard that this morning I woke up.
That's a good thing.
I woke up. That's the best thing, especially at my age. Even though that I'm just a kid, I say that and just in jest. But you know what? I've got a Sleep Number bed. I can't say enough about it. You know, okay, people, you're probably tired of hearing it. I don't care. Sleep Number. My Sleep Number is 35. Linda's is 40. Sometimes 45. Sometimes I fool around with the control during the middle of the night and I drop her down to 20. And she wakes up and hits me. But not really, Sheriff. Anyway, but the bottom line here is that the Sleep Number beds are clinically proven to improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. And I can tell you what, it does. It works. I sleep so much better since we had this. And you're going to find Sleep Number beds only at our Sleep Number store here in town, where Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. And with the exclusive Dulair technology, as I said, you can have one brand of Firmus, which I'm sure Sheriff Tom would have. And his wife may have another brand of Firmus here, but exclusive dual air technology allows you to do that. And right now at Sleep Number, right now, hop down, get in your cars, head down to the Target Shopping Center, because that's where it's at. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. I can't tell you that this is a great time to go down. Sale ends soon. So head on down to the Target, into the Target Shopping Center. Head, you know, look over there and you'll see the Sleep Number store. You'll see the professionals and go and visit the professionals that will give you your sleep number and make a super deal on a bed for you. Again, Sleep Number. I do. You know what? It does. You sleep better. You know, it's made in America. It's guaranteed. I do. I sleep a lot better on that. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff Tom. You know what? This is the kind of town I live in. This is why I'm never leaving Reading. First of all, I like watching people lay on the streets homeless, you know, drunk. First, you know, it just does something for me. That's one reason. The real reason, though, is I can go to the Anderson Rotary Crab Feed, and there's the sheriff of our county selling tickets to get a gun. I tell you what, yeah. You try and find that in L.A. anywhere.
I don't think that'd be
you San Francisco. See that. Anywhere. Here's our sheriff. He's walking around with some really great looking woman walking behind him with a scoped rifle over her shoulder
and a pistol
on her hip. And he's selling chances to buy.
All for Anderson Rotary for our scholarship program.
There you go. You know what? Is this a great place or what? Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Hey, let's talk about a lot of things going on before we get to our great sheriff here, Tom Basinko. Yesterday, I went up upland bird hunting up in Anselmo's. Anselmo's is rocking again. They're offering upland game bird hunting, chuckers and quail. with a, you know, you get, when you go up there, you get dogs, guide, they take care of the birds for you, the whole shooting match, and afterwards, you know, have a nice lunch and all these things. But the whole thing is, you know, I mean, you just have to show up. And the other things they have is they have sporting clays and trout fishing, fly fishing there. Some of the, yes, out there in Bear Creek and in the ponds. They've got it. They're rocking again in some old vineyards. And weddings are lined up. Linda starts her music series on February 7th and will be there herself on February 15th with her band, singing. So, it's going to be, you know what? They're back and rolling again. And we're glad to see that. Other things, Anderson, VFW Honor Guard is having a spaghetti feed at the Post in Anderson on January 25th at 4 p.m. And they've been, the Honor Guard has been in, has gone to render honors at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery for over 175 veterans, funerals this year. And it's for a good cause. It's only $5 a plate. See if you can't do that. Okay. We'll have a couple others too, but we'll get to those in a while. Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko is here. Sheriff Tom.
Good morning.
I've been watching a series called Breaking Bad. It's about meth. And it's down in New Mexico. But it could be filmed right here, right?
We do have a meth problem here.
Do we have, like, big meth labs here?
We don't see the labs now. We do see a lot of honey oil labs, which is for marijuana oil extraction. But we really haven't seen meth labs. Once in a while, we'll get a small one we call a bathtub lab, and it's usually somebody manufacturing it in their kitchen. But not too often.
So you don't see, like, the big labs?
Where
the big labs south of the border?
Usually, because that's where they can get the chemicals, because most of the chemicals for methamphetamine production are very restricted and tracked in the United States.
You know, meth is such a harsh problem. You know, frankly, I know what everybody's thoughts are on marijuana and, you know, gateway drug and all this, but meth.
Huge problem, and you're right.
What can you do about it? I mean, is this where we get into the rehabilitation or, I mean, meth is so, I mean, it is so insidious.
Rehab is part of it, but it is a very addictive drug, very hard to kick and get off of. Part of it is enforcement as well. We have our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, and that number is 722-9161 to report drug activity. And that's comprised of the California Highway Patrol, the Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Probation, and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And they take tips and work cases. We do by bus. We just had one recently that they went on, and then it ended up being a barricaded subject and a shooting call for us later on down the road. So we see violence related to drugs, domestic violence, and other issues as well. Thefts. A lot of thefts are also related to drugs because the druggies need to pay for that drug habit, and so they're out usually doing thefts and burglaries to get money or trade it for drugs.
Absolutely. And, I mean, they're coming in from all over. I mean, they start cutting copper-coated steel wires, you know.
Copper theft is a big problem here in Shasta County as well. And we also have a highway drug enforcement vehicles that do highway enforcement for drugs on our freeways.
I have a statement here from a guest on our chat room.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I haven't had this one before, but let me read this to you. It says, if I can get this working again, what it essentially says is that what happens when you've had enough of the criminal behavior from bureaucrats and someone actually places them under citizen's arrest?
We take the arrest and take them to jail. We have to make sure it's a lawful arrest and it's proper, but take them to jail. If they're doing like a drug arrest, now if it's a misdemeanor.
Now, this is talking about bureaucrats. We're talking about like politicians.
Oh. I thought they meant just a normal citizen's arrest.
This says is what you're going to do when someone who has had, had enough of the criminal behavior from, coming from bureaucrats.
Well, number one, they have to confirm that it's criminal, so we have to make sure that it's a lawful arrest.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes it's anecdotal or it's a rhetoric and, hey, that's a crime. In reality, it's not a crime.
Okay. But just like anything else, though, if it was a true crime, you would take it, you would handle it just like anything else,
right?
Just
like anything else. That's correct.
Okay. I got a couple other questions coming in here, too, for you, Tom. State of Jefferson. But we'll get to that in a second. Well, I'll tell you, let's get to it right after these messages. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Coming back, State of Jefferson, I want to talk about the new facility. You know, I want to talk about also the marijuana and all the new things that are happening here in Shasta County, what you think about that. And then the this upcoming year, what the biggest biggest problems facing us this year. Okay, we'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Hey, what are you doing?
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Well, it was just... Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad. We just talked during the break, so we don't care. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. You know, besides just having an in-store deli, which is outstanding, they, of course, and they have the largest selection up here in Northern California of fruits and veggies, organic, raw, you know, non-GMO, raw milk, bulk food, you name it, they got it. And of course, they are the, you know, that's one of the, founding areas where you can buy amazing foods for life. This, gluten-free food, that is just mixes that are just outstanding and it's tasty. It doesn't, cause it's gluten-free doesn't mean it can't be tasty. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Or give them a call, 244-9141. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And before we get into these other things, you're going to be sitting on a forum here. On January 25th at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, it starts at 12:30, which I guess that's a Saturday.
Right.
And you and Tom Patrick Jones are going to be discussing guns with Danelle Ewert of the county's Health and Human Services Agency and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And, of course, the person is going to be the moderator is Bruce Ross, who is scrupulously fair when it comes to Second Amendment. What is that chortling going on the other side of the room there? Okay. Well, Bruce is. I mean, you know, I like Bruce. I do like Bruce. And, okay, so this is going to be a forum talking about guns here.
Guns, gun safety, gun issues. And that's actually a good segue because now that the state legislature is back in session, federal is too, but the state legislature is already a number of gun bills coming up. One being that you would have, if you were a ammunition purchaser, you would have to buy a license annually to be able to purchase ammunition, and you would have to be backgrounded also to purchase ammunition as well, causing a bit of an issue for the hunters and sportsmen.
These are communists in Sacramento. I swear to God, they have no concept of what they're doing, or maybe they do. They have this concept of disarming everybody in California except their thugs.
That is by the legislature, Kevin DeLeon, down in Los Angeles.
Well, he also wants to make it illegal for you to, or not make it illegal, but he just wants to make it, again, a lot harder if you build your own weapons.
Correct. This one, that particular bill he's going after is on 3D guns, where you can manufacture a gun essentially out of plastic.
Do people do that? Do people really do that?
They do. And I've seen
some. Have you seen them?
I have, on TV.
On TV, but.
Right. And they have some demonstrations of them.
Do they work?
They work, usually not well, but they can function for a couple of rounds or so. And
that's what I was thinking.
But they are made out of, completely out of plastic.
Wow.
So
they can. Yeah, no, I saw that.
So they're trying to get some regulation on those as well. So it'll be another big year for gun legislation. Of course, I'm linked up with Sam Paredes down at Gun Owners.
You're hardly against that, aren't you, Tom?
Yes. I send a lot of letters out each year and get on the phone, staying connected with Sacramento. And, of course, our state legislators, Brian Daly, Jim Nielsen, Ted Gaines, they've all weighed in against it. But
sure, three votes in out of 800.
Yeah, it's a huge tide down there in Sacramento.
Well, that reminds me. Okay, here's the question is, what do you think about the state of Jefferson and its impact on the state?
I think that the state of Jefferson would require a lot of research to see if it is equitable to be able to sustain another state. There's a lot of issues that come up with it. One is like for Shasta County and other small counties in the North State, we receive about $3 or $4 for every $1 that we send to the state. And then also, where does the infrastructure come from? If you formed a new state, the infrastructure for highway patrol, Cal Fire, prisons, and where would the prisons be built if you had a completely new state? So those are a lot of issues. Who would maintain the roadways? Because you'd have to bifurcate it from Caltrans.
Yeah, but it would be a type of thing that I would hope that it wouldn't be like one day you're California and the next day you're state of Jefferson. I mean, it would eventually, but there'd be like a 5-year transition, I would hope.
But,
something like that.
But it is complicated and requires a lot of research.
It absolutely does. And the other part about it, and by the way, if people have questions about the state of Jefferson, I think down in Anderson at the VFW Hall, they're having a meeting on the 18th. You can ask any question about that. I think the whole thing comes on back to representation though. I mean, that's the bottom line. We're not being represented. Our interests are not being represented.
I think that's what the people are trying to send a message to Sacramento about the representation.
That's absolutely it.
California is often represented by the main metropolitan areas of Los Angeles and San Francisco, Sacramento.
Talk about our civil rights being discriminated against. The reason, you know, I mean, this is no longer a republic. It's a mob voting. And it takes not into account people whose mores and whose lives are different because you're an agrarian culture as opposed to an urban culture. They don't take that into account. Anyway, They're proposing new marijuana restrictions here in Shasta County.
Correct.
What do you think about that?
I think it is very much needed. We've had a problem for a number of years, especially when we went to the ordinance that the county put together. Not being critical of the county, but they put it together, and then there seemed to be a huge explosion, basically saying that we were allowing it. The proposal by the Board of Supervisors took that ordinance after the first year and said, hey, we need to amend it. It needs to be a little bit more restrictive. It's not working well. Sent it back to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission, a couple of meetings, made some amendments to it, not necessarily in favor of them. They finally wanted to amend it to where if you had more than 20 acres, you could grow 24 plants. You could allow it to grow on timberland. If you had less than 20 acres but more than 10, you could grow 12 plants outside. And you'd still have the restrictions near schools. That will go before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors on January 28th at their regular meeting. And the board will take action at that time on the ordinance. And they could follow the recommendations of the Planning Commission. Or since they have heard it before, they can take action on what they've heard before, which their proposal was for an outright ban on outdoor growing in Shasta County. Only would be allowed to grow indoors in accessory buildings, a shed. And then that shed would have to have a filtering device for filtering the air and then be up to code.
Well, you know, we're doing this at the same time Colorado and Washington State is legalizing it totally. And they're making hemp into our marijuana into a big business.
Correct. That causes the incongruence and the problems of
how can they do that if it's against federal law?
A lot of those states are claiming 10th Amendment for states' rights. And then the federal government has essentially turned a blind eye that says, hey, if the states are regulating it on their own, we're not going to get involved. And that has sent a huge message to the marijuana industry, and that's what we're seeing. We also know that for the 2016 election that they are gathering signatures to put it on the ballot here in California to legalize it similarly as in Colorado and Washington. I haven't seen the language on that initiative.
Maybe I should buy a couple hundred acres here and get ready and start, you know, hire a few people to make to just grow marijuana.
And then even with it being legalized in Colorado, they said, hey, you can't transport it interstate, can't get on the airlines, and so how do you get it from point A to point B?
You mail it, because go down to the post office.
Yeah.
And you go down and walk in there, and the smell of marijuana is so prevalent, and ask the workers what they think about it, because they can't do anything about it, and they've got marijuana, you know, stacked up back there that we're mailing first class, fragile. We'll be right back after these messages. We have Sheriff Tom Basinko, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko here. We want to talk about the new jail facility, and what should we be looking for here in this upcoming year when it comes to crime, AB 109 and all this. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:34 in the morning. 50 degrees out there. It's going up to 78.
In January.
I'm wearing an Aloha shirt today. You know, yeah. I'm going to wander around with my Aloha. Well, yeah, you know, it's good for concealment. But the, it's...
We're going to pull my shorts back out.
Pulling your shorts. You know, Just Bob is still walking around in just, you know, in shorts. And we used to laugh at him, but now he's got the right idea here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold there. Great haircuts, great prices, and veterans and seniors always get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't say enough about it. I use it. Bob uses it. Every man I know uses it. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue.
Those of us with hair.
You know, you were talking about the weather being 80 degrees. Even though it's in January, people still have to exercise caution with fire. We've had some fires out in the county area of control burns getting away. It's still very dry out there because we haven't had any rain.
I've just been, you just turned me off here.
We're off. It's like we're dead.
You just turned us off. Are we still, broadcasting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You just, whatever you did, whatever you just did.
Yeah, I don't have any earphones.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
Okay.
The
knob we're going out, I assume. Okay. Well, congratulations.
We're back.
You know what? When you move around and drop things on the boards, these things happen.
We lost our headphones for a little bit.
Lost everything. Sheriff, the new facility,
yeah.
New jail facility, how's that coming along?
That is going along well. I have to attend a meeting this week, and the California State Board of Community Corrections, which is working on that, will be making their decision on to give out the awards, and we are one of those for a $20 million award. Then that decision will come back to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, hopefully also on January 28th, where they would see it and accept the award so we can get moving forward for building this facility.
Well, you know, if that happens, I mean, it's what, 80-something beds?
About 64 beds.
64
or so.
Beds. You know, this is rehabilitation. We were just down in San Quentin. We're going to have a show next week on San Quentin. What we saw, I'm bringing in a retired guard or a captain of the guards, and Raquel, who was also there with me, maybe a couple other guys. But the big thing that they've got 93 rehabilitation programs going. Mm-hmm. This is the largest they've had since, at any one time. 3,000 volunteers that have to help with these programs.
Because the state really wasn't good at rehabilitation.
They could care less. They were warehousing people. But you look at it. I mean, out of the 737 condemned prisoners on death row, half of them had never been in jail before. Now, these guys are not going to get out of jail. They're condemned. I mean, it's life.
Right.
So the ones we talked to, and I have some interviews that will be playing, in there for life, but they're going through these programs and they've all found God and their life has changed, but they spent the vast majority of their life has been in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Their crimes probably started out as juveniles, and then they went through the juvenile justice system. It wouldn't surprise me if they were in the California Youth Authority. And then when they were 18, then they started committing crimes and started through the jail system, eventually went to the prison system, and then at some point committed a murder and were convicted of it.
It's not enough being convicted for a murder to get on death row, though.
It's a pretty heinous crime.
It's got to be heinous. It's got to be. And that's why I was quite surprised by that statistic that half of the people there have never been in jail before.
Because you can get different degrees of murder. And you can get 25 to life.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them there, 25
but
to life.
These, the ones that you're talking about, are convicted, condemned.
Yeah,
they're on death row.
Those are the ones that he said, yeah, we have our condemned. And that's the way that they, anyway, we're going to have a whole show on that one.
Yep.
But going back to our facility here, it's being able to run it. We've talked about it that, you know, we've got to get the money for that. But then with the programs, like I said, the thing about it at San Quentin was all these programs, 3,000 volunteers. Is it going to take a lot of volunteers to help with this?
We're going to be looking for professionals to give some programs and also community-based organizations, nonprofits that could assist in volunteering in working with these offenders as well.
GED programs.
We already have GED going, and
vocational.
We have both of those programs going right now,
and they're going out at Shasta College.
How is
that working?
That's actually working pretty well. We started out with 20, down to about 8 or 10. But you got to realize that most of these people have not had any structure, limited education. These people have their high school diplomas or GEDs that are going out there, and they're working on automotive technology, heavy equipment operation, or welding.
And I remember
office administration.
Office administration. I know that it started off with huge, that everybody wanted this thing to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out with 20. And the thing about it is if somebody did not go with the program, right then they're gone. So you were not, putting up with people with bad behavior.
That's correct. And there hasn't been any bad behavior out there. We monitor them very closely. So does the faculty. We have regular meetings with the faculty. And it is working along, and we hope that we'll have some of them graduating and then start over again in the fall with another batch.
Well, let's hope so, because if you can save half of them.
The college
and put them out there with a regular job, but, you know, are they going to be able to find jobs after the,
Just before I pulled in, there was a newscast on KCNR, and they were talking about, for every one job, there's like three people out there looking for that one job. So it's a pretty competitive.
It's tough.
It's still tough.
And the
cards are stacked against them because of their criminal behavior, past drug use, and their background. Absolutely.
I mean, that's a
and that's a message we try and get to kids in our DARE program and in schools, that the decisions you make today can have a lot of consequences far into the future.
Yeah, when you see
and for adults as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things also we were told by one of the lifers there in Quentin, SQ.
The Q
was that they're seeing so many of the prisoners coming in today that it's drugs and alcohol. It's not like the old days when it'd be like criminals. A lot of this are coming in because of drugs and alcohol.
Well, many of the offenders that we see in the jail and in the prison system do have drug and alcohol problems and issues and a history of it, and mental health concerns as well, in addition to having a limited education. In the jail, it's probably on average somewhere between a third grade and eighth grade education level. And that's why we have GED in the jail there, to where they can work on their GED or high school diploma.
It gives them at least another tool in this. Anyway, hey, our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we've been talking about marijuana, the marijuana laws, new marijuana laws. We're talking about incarceration, the new jail. We'll be right back.
Going the distance.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you.
you'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, guess what's coming up? Yeah, Valentine's Day. So you want to find something for your sweeties? Head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, loose stones, a direct conduit into Israel for Leonard and his associates. So he gets the best prices. You're not going to find better prices on diamonds anywhere in this town than Four Winds Jewelry. Head on down there and just check it out. See what they have there. We've always made wonderful purchases at great prices at Four Winds Jewelry. And he's got the only watch repair man in town is at Four Winds Jewelry. No matter where you take your watch, if it has to be repaired here in the city of Reading, it's going to get to Four Winds Jewelry. So skip the middleman and just take it right down there. Four Winds Jewelry, give him a call at 222-2750, 2225 Hilltop Drive. My guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking drugs and all this and trying to put your, you know, it, you feel like putting your fingers, like putting your fingers in the dam with all the leakage.
Sometimes it feels like that, absolutely. Excuse me. But you have to keep moving forward, doing the best you can with the resources that you have. You mentioned at break, sometimes law enforcement, somebody wrote in on the chat room, that sometimes law enforcement may not want to enforce some of the marijuana laws. However, there's still laws on the books, and we need to enforce those. Some take a higher priority than others. But when you get into, if somebody has one marijuana cigarette, of course, nowadays, many people have a recommendation. That may not be the highest priority crime, but if they have pounds of it, yeah, we're going to be taking action.
Pounds is a little bit different.
Yeah, but somebody walking around with one marijuana cigarette, that may not be. It's just like also maybe somebody that is going 3 miles over the speed limit. Is it a violation? Certainly, but
Is it something you want to waste your time on?
Well, it's not necessarily a waste of time, but then it's a balance and prioritization
right. And
using discretion.
It may not be in your top 10 priorities right there
right. To
catch somebody doing 3 miles an hour over has a marijuana
right. Cigarette.
A lot of people say, well, gosh, you know, we've got half the jails are filled up with people that sold marijuana.
That's not true.
I think so.
It could. They're not filled up because they're selling marijuana. If it could be drug trafficking, it's going to be a substantial amount too.
Right. Yeah, it's not for you're not going to get sent to a state prison because you're for a pound. Would you be sent to state prison for a pound?
No, because of realignment.
AB 109.
Now you do
right
time at the jail.
There you go, with your friends.
Yeah.
Sheriff. Okay, we response times.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a bugaboo of everybody here, all the law enforcement, because of all the cuts we've made. How many more officers do you need? Seriously, how many more, Tom,
you
need?
In 2009, we had severe cuts.
Right.
And they did statewide as well, and even City of Reading. We had severe cuts to our budget. And we lost a total of 45 positions. Not all of them deputy sheriffs. I think about 20 of them were deputy sheriffs. And we need those back because we were still understaffed when we lost those. So
you need a minimum of 20.
just to get back to where we were in 2009.
As far as undersheriffs or deputy sheriffs.
Deputy sheriffs.
Right.
And I've been working with Larry Lees and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors to seeing as our economy returns and our budget returns that we can start replacing some of those positions. It's a matter of having the revenues, money coming into the county coffers to be able to pay for the expenses for the deputy sheriff.
What would you say is the priority for putting public safety out there is number one?
It is number one.
Is that a priority to all the board of supervisors?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so when they get the extra money, the first thing that happens, we're going to hire another deputy sheriff?
You'd probably see that, yes, and I'm working very closely.
Well, when we have them on, Les Ball is going to be on here soon. I'm going to ask Les that.
In fact, Les and I are working together to fund and find about $1.3 million to get us up to 10 deputy sheriffs. That's about the cost.
Is that a 1.3? That's for 10?
10, but that's salary, benefits.
I was going to say that seemed low for 10.
Well,
1.3 million.
We usually figure about
100,000.
100,000. Excuse me. 100,000 per deputy for salaries and benefits and some equipment. But you got cars, you got radios, you got computers.
Yeah.
And we've been doing upgrades all the way along, but you still have to have the equipment for them to do their job.
Is this $1.3 million, is this a grant?
No.
Okay, so this is a permanent.
Trying to find it from county money.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so that's 10 more.
That would be 1.3 ongoing year after year.
Yes.
Of course it would go up.
But that's one, that's just half of what you
that's
need
correct.
Just on the road. Now that doesn't include the other people.
That's expensive. And then as you add deputy sheriffs, you of course need support staff, clerks to process reports and make photocopies and do things like that too.
Okay. Hey, the fact that I have a posse all ready to go, not the Asphalt Cowboys either. I got some serious guys. Chance will be called up.
You could. You would need to be a volunteer for the sheriff's office, and we can get you signed up in our volunteer programs either through search and rescue, and we also have a reserve program, but that does require training. I know you've had military training, but we have to have training for our...
So do you have, like, rules of engagement?
Mm-hmm. We have a use of force policy, which would be rules of engagement, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that may negate part of the guys right there. You know, they think that there should be a...
we are working on getting our staff right. built up. That's a goal of mine for this next year, get some more funding. We might see some, other stuff coming up in the Board of Supervisors in the near future as well to get some additional
deputies.
Well,
we're going to be having the board on here, starting now, just see what everybody's thinking for this year, trying to get all of them on, Pam and Leonard and Dave and all this. Dave wants to come on.
So again, we're looking at additional deputy sheriffs, our efforts against drugs, getting that, rehabilitation jail facility going. So there's a lot
of
over the next year
here.
Or several years going on.
Great.
And that's why you need the experience to carry forward with that, such as me.
We'll be right back after these messages.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's 8:55 in the morning, our last segment here. And tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me, and we always have a great time, Trish and I do.
Thursdays with Trish.
And so I just saw Trish Saturday night at the Anderson.
She was down there at the Anderson Rotary Crab Feed.
Oh, you know what? This has been a great year for crab.
We served about 1,000 people, 3,300 pounds of crab. We did not have any left over. And roughly about.
You mean you sold, because people buy, don't they buy packages?
Usually
at
if there's
the
a
end?
Little bit, they buy bags at the
that
end.
That there wasn't any left?
None. None. Sometimes
didn't
we end up taking,
Didn't one year they run out? It wasn't the
long time ago we ran out, even before I became a Rotarian, but we ran out a long time ago.
I heard, well, somebody else ran out of it a few years ago too.
Oh,
I mean,
hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
cooked up about 120 gallons of, clam chowder. but it was great support. Everybody turned out to support Anderson Rotary, and the proceeds go towards our scholarship program,
right,
which we give to young men and women every year.
You know, some good news here from Angel. Good news here. De Leon, the socialist.
Yeah, here we
go. You know what? I've almost had to be bleeped for things I almost said. Is going to take Steinberg's place. He'll be leading the California Senate.
Yep.
Which is interesting since both De Leon and Steinberg were implicated in that FBI sting on the other guy. You know, I just hope they get them all. I hope you got, you know what? If you guys are dirty, I hope you go down.
Senator
hard.
Steinberg just made an appointment to a board for his lifelong friend, for about $120,000, $130,000 a year job with the state. Made an appointment.
You know, low down.
That was in the, it's in the SACB or LA Times
of course.
This morning.
Well, you know what they do? You know why? Because there's no ramifications. They're safe. They don't care. They don't care. And you wonder about the state of Jefferson, why people are so fired up about that?
And that particular person, I don't recall his name, he was leaving another state job at about $300,000, but he's going to take this other job now at about $120,000 or $30,000.
He's probably being fired out of it. Of course, we've got people that are going from one publicly funded job to another publicly funded job. So, anyway, Tom's always good having you here.
Yeah, I'm enjoy being here. I'm here for you.
You're running for office
every day.
Every day you run for office.
Here for you. Here for the community. We're still continuing our efforts against drugs and sex offenders. We're working on getting that jail built as soon as we get the funding for it. So we're moving forward. And CCWs and gun issues. I'm here to protect our Second Amendment rights.
That's
just
right.
Enjoy doing the job.
How are we doing on that? Is there a backup still?
No, slight
backup,
but it's only about 2-3 weeks. A lot of it is good. From the state waiting for the clearance.
Hey, I've got one of the people
we got
in
about 5,400 permits in the
54.
Yeah, and we always 100? Have about 200 in the pipeline.
Well, we want 6,000. We want to see.
We're getting there.
We'd like to see like a third of everybody in Shasta County.
Have them check on it today and see where we are.
Yeah, have that. I've got to call Becky because I've got to make a
add
couple
one.
Changes. Yeah, Linda needs to add a couple more on there. You know, this is why I love Reading. This is another reason I love the
New
State.
How many is enough? Just one more.
Just one more. I mean, How do you say enough? You know what I mean? Anyway, we can have enough politicians. So. Tom, I know you're running for
re-election.
Is there a phone number people can get?
They can go to my Facebook page. They can come to my website at votebesanko.com. Mm-hmm. And then also my cell phone is 949-1966. I do have signatures gathering right now. It's called Signatures in Lieu of the Filing Fee. And they're around like at Nice Shot, at Old West. A bunch of individuals have them as well, that if they want to sign that, that helps me reduce my filing fee for my election process.
Okay. So,
and they can feel free to call me, or they can message me on Facebook, or they can email me at votebesanko@yahoo.com.
There you go.
Love to hear from people.
Sheriff Tom Besanko, Shasta County Sheriff, and thanks for what you do here.
All right,
buddy. Yeah. Anyway, okay, tomorrow, like I said, Trish Clark will be with us, and we got a couple other surprises.
Who's your guest tomorrow?
I
don't know yet.
No, I have it's slipping in my mind. You should not ask me these things right now at the end of the show, because I'm not sure where I am. hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If only they had heeded the warnings. The Senate Intelligence Committee says American officials could have prevented the deadly attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, if they paid attention to signs of terrorist activity and stepped up security in response. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on a Massachusetts law that keeps pro-life protesters at least 35 feet from abortion clinic entrances. Critics of the law say it's a free speech issue. Eleanor McCullen tries to convince women not to go through with the procedure.
I care about the mother of the child, that she finds herself going into Planned Parenthood to take the life of her child. And so I'm here first for her. I'm here to offer hope, and I'm here to offer help.
Also at SRNnews.com, the NSA insists it never installed software covertly on computers.